Ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imoyer of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today is Purim Afreilich and Purim to everybody. Thank you for joining both in person and online. Afreilich and Purim and a good morning to Moshe David HaKohen, to Dr. Joe, to Tzvika, to Avram Zev, you did Nafshi Avram Zev, and to Rav Dov Ben Yamin Ben Shneir Zalman Dan HaKohen, to Chana Chenach. Thank you so much for joining, and a Freilich and Purim to everybody. Hopefully, Rav Mordechai will join us, and he'll be able to tell us. Come on in. Here he is, Chaim Tzvi. Freilich, oh, Street Merit, so good, perfect. Chaim Tzvi, thank you for joining. Okay, sorry about that. What's that? Okay, yeah, it's okay. Happy you came. And Gershon Eitan, straight back from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, Avrami, here we go. Look at this. Another chair.
Everybody tell the rabbi that.
More people in the house than we ever had in the shiur in person. Come on, bro.
Come.
What's that?
David
didn't wait. Okay. Here you go. Okay, here we go. Avram, what's your full Hebrew name?
Avram
Yitzchak HaKohen. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Here we go. Afreilich and Purim to everybody. We're on the bottom of Chof Daled Amud Beis. Nobody else can come in person. That's it. We're done. Okay, nobody else. We got enough people here. Okay. The Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Daled Amud Beis says the Mishnah. So, the first Mishnah we had, Elu Mitzias Shalom. These are the things that when you find you're allowed to keep. So now, of course, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Chayav Lahachriz. The following things you're not allowed to keep. Actually, you have to announce them. You have to announce them. Says the Mishnah. Matzah Peros Bekli, right? The first one was Peros Mufuzar. Now we have fruit that's inside a vessel. O Kli Kamos Shehi, or just a vessel by itself. Ma'os Bekis, you have money in a wallet. O Kis Kamos Shehi, or a wallet just by itself. A wallet, a kli, is considered to be something that has a simon. Money by itself or fruit by itself doesn't have a simon, but if the fruit is in a kli, or if the money is in a wallet, so then you have the simon based on the wallet. Sibure peros, or if you have a certain kind of a pile, we'll see in a second, or it's in a certain particular place, see, that could be a simon. So sibure peros. Oh, tziburi maos, if you have a pile of fruit or a pile of money. Now, what does a pile of money look like? Shlosha matbeos, zeal gavzeh. Three coins, one on top of the other. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what this pile of coins looks like in order for it to be a simon. Krichos b'shus hayachid, right? In the first Mishnah, we had krichos b'shus harabim, so you're allowed to keep. But krichos b'shus hayachid, if there's, these are like small bundles of wheat tied together, brishas hayachid, so there's, people are not going to be there to trample on them, that's the point. So the simen will be protected. V'kikaras shel balabayis, right? In the first mission we had kikaras shel nachtom, baker's bread, so that's, baker's bread is going to be, you're allowed to keep it, but here's kikaras shel balabayis, each balabasta, when they bake a loaf of bread, they have their own particular simon in how they bake it. So it is a simon. V'gizeit semer halukuchem yibeis ha'uman. And this is clumps of wool. The way they're sheared off the sheep, which you buy from an uman. And apparently each uman does it in a particular way. So every Ewan has his own way of like shearing the wool. So there's a simon on these wool shearings. Kade yayin v'kade shemen, and barrels of wine or barrels of oil, which also have a simon that people seal them with a particular type of seal. Most people don't seal them, but some people do seal them. So sealing them, it depends different times of year. We said right if it's before they're available, readily available. So then usually people don't seal them yet, but later on people do. So if it's in the before time, the earlier time, so then you have to be machriz. Hare, all these things, Hare Elu Chayev Lahachriz. Says the Gemara. Time at the Matzah Peres, Bekli, Umaos, Bekis. The reason why you have to be Machriz is because you found the Peres in the Kli, and the Maos, the money in the wallet. Ha, Kale, Ha, Kli, Vulafan of Peres. But if there was a Kli, a Kli, and there were fruit right in front of the Kli, now you're not sure. Did the Kli, were the fruit in the Kli and they fell out of the Kli, or no? The Kli and the fruit are two totally separate things that you don't know. Ha Kli ulafan of Peros, or Kis ulafan of Maos. You find a wallet, and the money had poured right out of the wallet. Hare Elu Shalo. So, sounds like the money or the fruit, we do not assume that they came from the wallet or from the wallet or the Kli, and therefore you're allowed to keep the Peros, says the Gemara, and we even found the, so that's the diuk from the Mishnah. It says if the money is in the wallet or the fruit are in the Kli, then you have to be machers. Sounds like if they're two separate things, you can assume they're two separate things. And the Gemara says we learned the Braisa.
Would that be subject to the thing, I'm sure, so if the guy says to you, where's the Peros that we were kissed or something to that effect?
What
in
do you
the
mean?
Kli. Yeah, they yes, we have Mishir Sadid. So he gave back the Kli, and the guy says to him, was there any fruit in there?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. The Gemara's going to ask that. Let's see. Tanin Allah to Tan Rabbanan. So at first, the Gemara thinks this Braisa is a support. I'm saying you're saying anything, but what, in other words, is that considered to be a simon? It's not in it, though. Let's see. So Tanin Allah to Tan Rabbanan. So we have a Braisa in support of this Mishnah. This will be Braisa number one for today's shiur. Tanin Allah to Rabbanan. Matzah kli ulafan of peros. Here you have it explicitly. Kis ulafan of maos. Hare l'shalo. You can keep them. However, miktsasan b'kli u'miktsasan l'gavei karka. No. But if you have a kli that part of the fruit were in the kli, but part of them were out, so you know, right? The old Sesame Street. What happened here? Right? Well, you know, what happened here? So you have some of the klis inside and some of the kli. Some of the fruit is in the kli and some of it is outside, or some of the money is in the wallet. Miktsasan bekis, some of the money's in the wallet, miktsasan lagave karka. So then, chayav lahachris on all of them, because we assume that all of it, you know, if some of it was in, some of it was out, so then it's a simon. Ask the Gemara, or a minu, we'll ask a contradiction to this. Matzah davar she'ein bo simon, bitzah davar she'yesh bo simon, if you find something that does not have a simon. Next to something that has a simon, chayav lahachris, even on the money or even on the fruit. You have to be machriz. Ba, baal, simin. If the owner of the wallet comes and he gives a simin of the wallet, v'natal es shalo, and he takes the wallet and he says, the money is not mine. He says, no, oh, just the wallet's mine, but the money's not mine. So then, zach alav adav shein bo simin. So then you're zocha in the money because the guy is saying, no, it didn't belong to that. Oh, so we have a contradiction. Our Mishnah and Braisa number one say if there's a kiss and money beside it, so then you can keep it. That's our Mishnah and the Braisa. And yet, here it says, Matzadavish ain't bosim, Bitsadavish yish bosim. So you have to be machriz even on the money. You do assume the money came from the Kli. So make up your mind. And our Mishnah implies that you don't assume the money came from the Kli. And in the Braisa number two, and Braisa number one also implies that, like the Mishnah, that you do not have to be machriz. We don't assume that the money came from the Kli. But in Braisa number two, we assume the money did come from the Kli. So the Gemara is going to give four answers to this kasha. Answer number one. Amar Reb Zvid, lo kasha. Depends what was in the basket. Some stuff that came from a basket, you assume came from a basket, and other stuff you don't. Ha, and Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, of course, which way you go, right? Ha, Bekuva, Vekis, no? One, the case, so let's go with Rashi, just keep it simple, but you could realize all the Rishonim say different Shatim here. The Mishnah and the first Braisa, where it said that if it's, only if it's in the Kis, you have to be Machris, but if it's out of the Kis, you can keep it, the Mishnah and the first Braisa, that was talking about kuva, a barrel of the kisna, and flax. That it's the normal way of flax that it would have stayed inside. Even if the thing tips over, the flax would stay inside. So for the fact that the flax is not inside, so that's a raya that it was not part of this. But the brisa that said, Yechayev lahachris bitsino peri, a basket with fruit. So a basket with fruit, when the fruit falls out, it's possible for it all to fall out. Flax is like thicker, it's not going to all roll out. But the fruit, you could assume it really came from the kli, and therefore you have to be machris, even the stuff that came out. That's answer number one. And Tosfos says the opposite. Okay, Rav Papa Amar, Hava Bitsino Peri. Rav Papa says, no. Both cases are talking about fruit, v'loy kasha, hod ishtayir b'amidei, v'ad lo ishtayir b'amidei. In one case, it's talking about where some was left over. So, if some was left over, then you assume even the stuff that came out also came from the, and here's going backwards, the second brisa. The second brisa is talking about where some stuff was left over, as it says, right, as it says. V'ha, d'lo ishtayir b'amidei. But the first case, number where nothing was left, so then, you're allowed to keep the fruit, even though if the machir is the one, you have to keep the fruit. Answer number three: V'ibay say ma'ava deloish daiva midi. No, both are talking about a case where there was nothing left over. There was nothing left over. Below kasha, ha. The second brisa de mahadri ape legabe peri. When do we say that we assume it came from it, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it? That's where the opening of the kli was mamish facing towards the fruit, so it. It looks very clear that the fruit came out of the kli. V'ha, but the case where you have to be machut, where you don't assume it came from there, so you're allowed to keep it. V'ha, the case of the Mishnah, the first brisa, where you're allowed to keep the fruit, you have to be machut on the kli, on the wallet, but you're allowed to keep the fruit. V'ha, delo mahadri ape legabe peri, where the opening of the kli was not facing towards the fruit, so it looks like the two things are not connected. And answer number four, no, both cases are talking about a case where the kalim, the kli, was facing the fruit. If the kli had a lip, now if the kli had a lip, so you would assume that at least something got stuck inside the, there should be something inside there. It should, and by the fact that there's nothing inside there shows that they're not connected. The second brisa that says that you have to machris even the stuff that came out, the lesley ognin letzina. There's no lip to the kli, and if there's no lip to the kli, nothing was preventing it from falling, so when it fell out, you assume it did come from the kli. Oh, let's continue. Says the Gemara, tzibure peros v'tzibure maos, what did the Mishnah say? Piles of fruit. Or piles of money, you're not allowed to keep. It's a pile. Looks like somebody put it down there specifically like that in a certain way. So you have to be machriz. Shamis mina minyan have a simin. So at first the Gemara thinks maybe the simin here is the amount of coins. You have a pile. Looks like you put it down nicely. So there's 10 coins in there, 20 coins. Sounds like what's going to be the simin? The simin's going to be the minyan. Says Gemara, no. Tani, because it said tzibure. We thought it was tzibure peros, tzibure mos. How many piles? Says the Gemara. Minyan have a simin. Says the Gemara, no. Tani, tzibur peros. Maybe it was only one pile, and therefore there can't be a simin of the amount of piles. And again, why not? Why can't you say how many fruit are in the pile? So the Rishonim say, no, maybe you could say, for maybe it was Derech Nefila, and maybe the minyan is in a simon, or you could say, others say, maybe they were standard amounts of piles, everybody would have the same amount, right? The minyan is not a simon, because Stam Peros is not considered to be a Dovership of minyan. So there's various discussions about why one pile wouldn't be, maybe there was a standard amount that people would pile up their money or pile up their fruit in, so the money wouldn't be, if there's just one pile. So Tani Tzibur Peros, so it's not a raya, that minyan is a simon. So okay, so at least, so then what's the simon? The simon must be makom. Shamis mino, makom havi simon. Maybe the place is the simon. Says, well, no, you could also read it as Tani Tzibur Peros. So you have no raya either way. Because maybe the gears is Tzibur, in which case minyan is not a raya, or maybe the gears is Tzibur, in which case Makom is not a simon. Rather, the simon is the minyan. So you can't prove either way whether makom, because if you try to prove that makom is a simon, you could say it was sibur. Right? If you try to prove minyan is a simon, you could say it said sibur. So one of them is a, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't just conclude, well, one of them sounds like you have a raya. You have a raya in one of them. The Gemara doesn't spell that out, but I think that's what it means. The point is you have no raya necessarily to either one particularly, but to one of the two, you certainly do have a raya. Let's continue. Now, shloshim apeos, ze al gav ze, you have to be machers. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Migdala, listen to this, Rav Yitzchak Migdala says, v'hu shasuyin kimigdolin. Rav Yitzchak Migdalah said that what's a simon if it's made like a tower? What do you mean it's made like a tower? The Gemara is going to explain in a minute that there was a thick coin on the bottom and then a little thinner coin after that and then the thinnest coin was on top. It was made like a tower. Now, why they call this rabbi Rav Yitzchak Migdalah? So you could guess, the Maariv Chaya says that this is the only place in Shas that we find Rav Yitzchak Migdalah. So why they call him Rav Yitzchak Migdalah? Because he was the Baal Shita of the Migdal. That's what they called him. He was the one who said that the simon is based on the Migdal. That's what he says. However, the problem is that we actually do find Rav Yitzchak Migdala elsewhere in Shas on Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. If Mordechai listens to this, of course he's going to remember that Rav Yitzchak Migdala was on Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, and also Yuma Payalef, and also Nida Daf Chav Zayin and Daf Lamed Beis, and the Yushalmi has Rabbi Yudin Migdalaya. And the Alkat Shimoni, you have Rav Acha Migdala. So some of the Achronim say, there must have been a place called Migdala. And that's why it's mentioned in a few places, Yerushalmi Maishus, Echa Rabasi. So maybe that wasn't his name. That's
just Honi Amagal, but he's called Honi Amagal, even though he makes a circle all the time.
Okay.
This guy lived in a tower.
Right, maybe this is one of them. Okay, anyway, so what's the simon? The simon by the coins would be the way the tower. So he says that it was that they were placed in the form of a tower. Tainami hachi matzamos mifuzaros. If you found money that was scattered, so then there's no simon. Hare elo shalo asuyin kemigdalin. But if it was made like a tower, chayav lahachris veilein asuyin kemigdalin shlosha mapeos ze al gav ze. And what's considered to be a tower, three coins, one on top of the other. That was the tower that they used to make, says the Gemara. Hagufakasha. That itself is a question. Amris matzamos mefuzaros. So you begin by saying, if the money is scattered out, harei l'shalo, ha mishalfei shal chufei chayv lahachriz. But let's say you have them like in a row where some coins are on top of the other. It's not a tower, but it's mishal chufei. Shalchufis, that sounds chayv lachris, but ema seifa, asuyin kemigdolin chayv lachris. Oh no, only if it's a very specific type of format, then that sounds like ha mishalchufe shalchufe. But if it's like some on top of the other and some on top of the ground, it's a certain type of way, it looks like it's in a form, but not the formation of a tower, a different kind of form, sounds like harei l'shelo. Answers the Gemara, no. Tana kol she'en asuyin kemigdolin. Anything that's not made like a tower, mefuzaros kari luhu. The Tana of the Brisa, anything that's not made like a tower is considered to be mefuzar, and therefore it's only mefuzaros. When it said mefuzaros, it means anything that's not a tower. Since some of it's on the ground, and even if some of it's on the other kli, it's considered to be mefuzaros. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chinya, lo shanu ela shel shlosha melachim. Now, this literally means a coin of three different kings. But we'll see in a second. What it really means is not of three different kings. It means three different sizes. Aval shel melech echad. However, if all the coins were of the same king, which we'll see in a minute, means if they're all the same size, eino chayv lahachris. Even if you had three that are the same size, one on top of the other, so that you're allowed to keep. Says Gemara, heichi dami, what do you mean if it's three different kings? Idasuin kemigdolin. If it's like a tower, so then I feel shel melech echad nami. What do you mean? If it's like a tower, that's a very specific simon. Even if they're all from the same king, you should be machriz. And if it's not made like a tower, then I feel shel shlosh melechim. Even if it's three different kings, if it's not made like a tower, nami lo, you should be able to keep it. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you what we mean. Ela I itmar, if you want to talk about the different kings, Hachi itmar, this is the way you should understand it. Lo shanu ela shel melech echad ke'ein shlosha malachim. The only time we say that, if it's made like a tower, you have to be machriz. The only time we say if it's made like a tower, you have to be machriz, that's only even of one king, but it's like three kings in the sense that there's three different sizes. Ve'echidami, dasurin kemigdolin, revichadata, the widest one is on the bottom, umutsia ilave, and then the skinnier one is on top of that. Vizuta, the smallest one, ilave mitzia. Damrina anuchi anchinu, because there it's clear that the guy placed it down in that kind of a form of a tower. And that's a simon, and therefore you have to be machriz. Aval shel melech echad. However, if it's even if it's three different kings, but if it's like one king, meaning that they're all exactly the same size, and they're placed down at the same time, dechulu ki adadi ninu, that all the coins look like they're from exactly the same king, and they're all the same size, afagav demanche adadi, even though they are one on top of the other, hare elu shelo, you can keep them. Maybe they fell down like that and they landed mamish exactly like that. That's one opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Afil shel melech echad nami machriz. Even if they're all exactly the same size and they fell like that, that's derech hinuach. You put it down that way. You call me machriz. My machriz. So what simon are you going to give? Says the Gemara, minion. No, the number of the coins is when you ask. The Gemara says, "Ma'ir t'las, I feel train. I mean, why do you need three? Why did the Mishnah say three? Maybe even two. I'm ready to know. Tiva machris. You say you found coins. Once you say you found coins, so two is the minimum of coins. So two is not going to be a simon. So you need a minimum of three. Says the Gemara by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishir Mahu. What about if you have the coins in a circle? Kishur Mahu. Or if you have the coins in a straight line? Kichatsuva mahu. What about if you have like a segel, like a triangle? Kisulam. What about if you have like a ladder, like coins piled up, right? Going up like steps. Steps, right? One coin, then another coin. So the Gemara says, oh, that one I'll answer you. Kisulam mahu. Pshot mehachada. We can answer one of them. If you could stick in a toothpick or a piece of wood and lift them all up at the same time, so you have to be machris. So if they're made like a ladder, so you can, since you could lift them up, so it's considered to be legit simon. It's considered to be like you placed it down there purposely, and therefore you have to be machris. By Ravashi, so Ravashi now has a new kasha onto Amid Beis. Ka'avne Beis Kulis. What about like the stone Shkayach? Thanks for coming, Chaim. Ka'avne Beis Kulis. What about if you have, someone's got to make a living. Okay. Ka'avni Beis Kulis. What about if the stones were like Markulis, like the Avodah Zarah Markulis, which is what? Two on the bottom and one on top of the other, that kind of a tower. Two on the bottom floor and one on top of the other. Mahu, is that considered to be Derech Hinuch, Tashma, coming here, proof. The sign we learned in the Brisa, Matzah Moos Mifuzaros, Harel Shalom. Ka'avni Beis Kulis, Chayav Lahachriz. If it's set up like the Avodah Zarah Markulis, so then, you have to be machriz. Ve'elohein avni beis kulis. What's an example of that? Achas mikan ve'achas mikan. Two on the ground floor. Ve'achas agabein. And one coin piled up on top of the two bottom ones. That's apparently the way they used to worship the Avodah Zarah called Markulis. Says Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hamotzei sela b'shuk. If a person finds a coin in the marketplace. Umetzao chaveiro. V'amar lo shalihu. His friend says, that's my coin. Chadashahi, he gives a simon. He says it's brand new. Or Nironisi, it's from Neron, Caesar Neron. It's a coin that was produced by the Caesar. Neron, Shelmelech Ploni, or you name some other random king. Lo amar klum. It's not a good simon for a coin. V'lo'od, ela afilu shmo kasev ale. Even if his friend's name is on the coin. Lo amar klum. Why? Because maybe the friend used the coin. He produced these coins. And then he used them to buy something, but now it's not his anymore. There is no simon for a coin because coins are spent. Amar Dilma Fuki, Amar, because the guy who found it could say, no, Dilma Fuki Afko Minashaku Innafa. Maybe, yeah, you produced this coin, you put your name on it, but then you used it to purchase something, so now it belonged to somebody else. So the fact that you give a simon on a coin is not a raya that it's yours. New Mishnah. Zok the Halege Mishnah. Any Purim references yet? Someone's got to figure this out. Oh, very good. Excellent. Yeshno Amechad Mifuzar Umeforad. Shkayach Moshe David. I'm so bad at this game. I'm so bad at that. The Dafyomi coincidence. If you found coins that are spread out, Hare Elu Shalo. You can keep them because when they're not together, then there's no simon to them. Klal Yisrael, when we're Mifuzar, we have no simon. But when we're together, we have a simon. That's our simon. Oh, beautiful. Someone's got to tell this to Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai, we'll have a party with this. Okay, believe now that we'll try to say it to Rav Mordechai today's daf. Beautiful. What's that?
Ketzuvah.
Like a segel. Oh, like a segel. Ah, very good. If they're like a segel, like a hamantash. Three corners. Okay. I got that one from 2 days ago also. You sent the meat. You heard the meat with the three corners. Okay, good. Triangle meat. Like a hamantash. Good. Here we go. Mishnah. Matza achar agapa. If you find something behind a fence or behind a wall made out of wood or of reeds, or achar agadar, or a fence made of stones, what'd you find? Gozlos mikusharim. Little birds tied together. Oh, bishvilin shebesados. Or you found these birds on the pathways in the fields, hareze lo yigabahem, don't touch them, because probably the owner put them there, and he's going to come back and get them. Matza kliba ashpa, this is what we saw quoted before, if you find the vessel in the garbage, im mechuse, if it's covered.
There's your next one.
Ah, very good. Avel v'chafoy rosh, Haman was in the garbage, very good. Matza kliba ashpa, shkayach, very nice. Avel v'chafoy rosh, he was full of garbage. Matza kliba ashpa. If you find a vessel in the garbage, im mechuse, if it's covered over, lo yigabo, he probably put it there on purpose, because it's a good place, nobody goes there. He's hiding it there. Im megula, however, it was uncovered, so then probably it fell there, because no one puts stuff in the garbage uncovered. So it fell there, then no tila machriz, if it's a kli, so it has a simen on it, so you have to pick it up and be machriz it, says the Gemara. Mai taima, why if you find birds that are tied together behind the fence, leave them there. Damrinan, hani inish atzne inu. The owner hid them there. The shakalu, if you take them, less l'rai simanu begavai, there's no simon, and the guy's not going to be able to get them back. Hilkach lishbekinu, leave them in the place ad yasimarai v'shakalu, until the owner will come and take them. Ask the Gemara, va'amai, why is this so? Lehevet kesher simana. Why isn't the type of knot that they use to tie them together, why isn't that a simon? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Rezav de Marav, b'mukushon b'kanfeihem. They're tied together by their wings, and it's not a simon. Why do kuleyam ha'achim b'kachim hu? That's the way everybody ties the birds together. Ask the Gemara. I've probably wanted to ask this question. B'lehev e'makum simon. What about? What do you mean? Why don't you just take them, and then when the guy, what are you worried? The guy's going to, he left them here on purpose, so he'll tell you where he left them, and that'll be the simon. Says the Gemara, Amar Vuk Bar Chama b'madadin. No, they can still hop around. You tie their wings together, but they can still hop around. So the place that you left them is not a simon. Says the Gemara, Ibn Madadin, if they could still hop around, me'alma asu. So how do you know where they came from? They weren't behind the fence. They came from somewhere else. Umutarin, you should be able to keep them without a simon. Says the Gemara, well, you're not sure. Ikalameimah me'alma asu. Maybe they came from somewhere else. Or maybe they just were left there. Safik hinuach, we're not sure. If you're not sure whether someone placed them there on purpose and they don't have a simon, and you're not sure whether they're put there on purpose or not, so lechatchila lo yitol, you shouldn't take them. However, if you take them, well then lo yachzer, you can't give them back to anybody, because since they don't have a simon, and you don't know who to give them back, so you leave them, Yehimunach ad sheyavu Elyo, until Elyo Anavi tells you who they belong to, who to give them back to. Now again, I'm not sure these birds are going to last until Elyo Anavi, but if it's something else, so then, so there's no simon, you don't know who to give it back to, Yeah, why don't you just put it back in the place that you found them? So they asked that kasha. Why don't you just put them back? That's what I would have said. The Rambam here writes, Davash ein bo simen. Something that doesn't have a simen. If you went ahead, you violated it, and you took it, you're zocha. You have to give it back. And everybody asks against him, what do you mean? If it's a suffix inuach, maybe there's no yish. And certainly vada inuach, there's no yish. Even in the end, there'll be miyash because there's no simen. It's yish shalom midas. The Ravid asks against him. And says, no. Yehemunach ad sheyavu elio. You have to leave it in your house. So others ask, why don't you just put it back to the place? Apparently, maybe it was a place that it wouldn't last there. So this is a big discussion. But that's what the Gemara says, that if you should leave it in the place, something that's not a simon, that it looks like is in a specific place that he left it there, leave it there. Don't take it.
I mean, it could be far away, so it'd be too difficult to go back and put it back.
Okay. Could be. Okay, let's continue. Matza kli ba'ashpa, Luis, if you find a kli in the garbage, matza kli ba'ashpa, if you find a vessel in the garbage, so if it's covered, mechusa li gaba, megula, no telemachris, but if it's uncovered, it's a good kli, somebody threw that by accident, so, or lost it, dropped in there, pick it up and be machris. Uramino, I'll ask you a contradiction to this, matza kli tamun ba'ashpa, no telemachris. If you found a kli buried in the garbage, pick it up and be machris. Shekein derech ashpa lipanos, because people clear out their garbages. So we're afraid maybe the guy will clear it out, or a guy will find it, or Yisrael Shein Hagel, he'll keep it. So you should pick it up and be machris it. Sounds like even if it's covered. So in the Mishnah we said if it's covered, leave it there. But here we're saying, if it's covered, you're machris. So what's the obvious answer? Well, a few answers. Amar zvid lo kasha. Haba b'kuvi v'kase. One is talking about jugs and cups. Ha v'sakine v'hemnik. And one is talking about smaller things like knives and forks. B'kuvi v'kase. The Mishnah is talking about kuvi v'kase. They're large. So it's not usual that a person put them there by accident, that they fell by accident. The guy would have recognized it. For the fact that they were put there, it sounds like they were put there on purpose. They're not lost, so leave them there. So lo yiga, don't touch them. But pesachin of hamnik, small things, which could have easily gotten lost and fell there by accident, so we're afraid they're lost, so no tilamachri. That's one answer. Rav Papa Amar Hava Bukuvi Vikas. No, they're both talking about the big jugs and goblets, and they were probably put there on purpose. Lo kasha. Kan ba'ashpa suli panos. One is talking about a garbage that's usually cleared out. So we're afraid, even though you put them there on purpose, but now the owner is going to clear it out, so it's going to be lost. So you got to pick them up and be machris. Kan ba'ashpa shena suli panos. But if it's going to stay there for a long time, so then the owner will come back and get it. So don't touch them. Just leave it there. Ask the Gemara. Ashpa suli panos. What do you mean if it's a garbage that's going to be destroyed? Aveda midasi. What do you mean? Why would the guy put his thing down in something that's usli panos? You should be able to keep it. It's like he threw it out. You put something in a garbage that's going to be cleaned out. So that's like aveda midas. It's like you're getting rid of it. You should be able to keep it. You shouldn't have to return it at all. Answer the Gemara. Well, ela ba'ashpa she'ein usli panos v'nimlach alel panos. No. What we mean by that is it's an ashpa that usually is not cleared out, but the guy changed his mind. So therefore, when he put it down, he thought it was going to be there forever. But then the guy happened to change his mind, and he decided to get rid of it. So that's why you have to be machris. Says Gemara, Bishlam of the Rav Papa. According to Rav Papa, who said the Bryce is talking about, it's made to be cleaned out. Hainu Diktani. It said in the Bryce, the reason you have to be machris is Shekin Derech Ashba Lipanos. It said that it's going to be cleaned out. El Rav Zvid, who said that no, it's talking about the small kalim, but wait a second. My shekein derech ashbolipanos. What is meant by shekein derech ashbolipanos? Says Gemara, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean. It means shekein derech ashba lefanos la kalim kitanim. No, it is the way of people to place in a garbage. People usually place in a garbage these small kalim. That's what it means. And therefore, if you find these small kalim, you have to be machris because it's the normal way for a person that accidentally, there's a normal way that accidentally little stuff is going to get cleaned off the table and it's going to get thrown into the garbage by accident. The guy doesn't realize that his small kalim are in there. It normally happens like that. So that's why you have to be machriz, because he doesn't realize. If it was a big coast, Rav Zvid said, he'll realize it. He put it there on purpose. So then just leave it there. But if it's a small one, what does it mean? Shekein derech ashba lipanos. What it means is, it's the normal way that in the garbage, these small things that are on the table accidentally get there. So if you find the forks or the knives in the garbage, you have to be machriz. Rabbi, we will stop here. Afreilchem Purim. Everyone should have a great day. Thank you so much for joining. Tomorrow morning, go back to regular time, 7:05. But hold on. So we're going to be back here again. In the house, tomorrow morning at 7:05. Again, tomorrow morning in the house at 7:05. Everyone should have a wonderful day.